Would you like to see how the top Steam author earns $10,000+ a month with picture posts and with comments? I was studying today. Oh, Jerry, you just are jealous. I was studying today, looking around at steamwhales.com here, because I'm grateful to be one of the top authors on Steam. I know what I do. I have a huge system. I've wrapped my whole business. I've told everyone about Steam. I have a very good idea of what I do on Steam to be a top author, and I'm very grateful for that. I look to make a massive contribution to Steam every single day with huge tutorial posts, entertaining posts, and helping the community out. So naturally, I was a bit curious as to what other top authors might do. Maybe I could learn something. Maybe I could get a few tricks. I'm grateful. I make about $10,000 a month at the current Steam price, after having shifted my whole business around and basically throwing everything I possibly have into Steam. Now, I looked on the Steam Whales trending over here, 30 days authors, which anyone can go find. And I looked to see, well, where am I at in the top author rankings today? I'm very grateful. I'm at number 4 right now. And therefore, I was amazed. I was curious to learn. You see, the person who, if I minimize my face here, I'm number 4. The person earning number 1 is making about 2.5 times what I'm making. Therefore, they may even be making as much as $20,000+ a month doing this. I went with $10,000+ to be conservative. Now, I went to look at their profile and discover what exactly do they do. What can I learn from them? Here is the current number 1 author on Steam. 72 reputation, very high. Philosopher, 29,000 posts, thousands of followers, not following anyone. Very interesting. So I go look at some of the posts. What are the posts made here? Here's a quick video. Is this made by the author? I am not sure. It might be. I have not actually read any of this author's posts or ever seen them before, which is why I was shocked that they were a number one author, because I'd never seen or heard of them. And then I started scrolling back and seeing, okay, the numbers don't add up. How is it they're making photo pictures like this and earning $4 and getting 25 views and becoming the top author? This just doesn't make any sense. So I kept scrolling and scrolling. I'm like, I must just be missing something. And then here I started to find some posts. Here are a bunch of posts all made 12 days ago. So here's a post with a picture, $65 on this post. Top upvoters, you can see exactly who voted it here. $66 on a post seen by 21 people with 9 comments. If you want a little comparison on, for example, let's do a post of mine here. Here's a post that, all right, let's do a short one because that one's pretty long. Here's a post I made 16 hours ago that was seen by 685 people on Steam, and that I sent out to all of my social media networks to tens, if not hundreds of thousands of more people. 679 votes, very generous upvotes for $215 in 16 hours. That's outstanding. So the amount of views roughly correlates to amount of votes. So I was curious to learn how is it possible to get posts where you just post a picture. And maybe this is the author. You just post a picture and you get $79 with 26 views. Well, interestingly enough, it seems if the same people with a lot of Steam keep voting, you can just consistently post, I guess this is the author's video, you can just do short posts like this and earn very well. So the majority of the earnings are really short posts like this, over and over and over again, that are earning a lot of money. So here's one, $84 for a quick video, 62 votes, 85 views. And I've continued to just look through here and see what are they doing. So here's a picture of a cat. $80 for this picture of a cat 17 days ago with 29 views on it. Therefore, if you just roughly correlate views to earnings, on if you looked at that last one I did over here, this one got 600 and something upvotes for $215. So that's about 30 cents an upvote. By comparison, if you look over here on this cat one, 29 votes, that's about 10 times as much per view as I'm earning by comparison. Well, I said this still doesn't add up though. There's the total amount earned is 2.5 times what I'm earning, and there, now it makes sense here, but what about these recent posts? What's going on these recent posts? What has happened here where you can see then there's not a lot of recent votes on these? Now, it looks like down here, this post got hit with a big downvote, which removed almost all of the rewards on it by newsflash. And then another one over here, another massive downvote, removing almost all of the rewards on it. This one, flowers, another massive downvote. And this one over here, another massive downvote on this one. So then with these huge downvotes wiping out the author rewards, I started to wonder, okay, how is it possible this author's still earning? So I dug a little deeper. I went into SteamD over here, and then I noticed immediately upon just looking on the first page that these upvotes come in. These upvotes come in, 100% upvotes, all at once from these three different or four different accounts. So I discovered these are all on comments. So let's see how this looks. So here we go. This is a post here 8 days ago. And then the upvotes coming in right here on the comments. Now, these upvotes are extremely well done because they are put in at the very last minute, only giving people that want to flag these upvotes 12 hours to downvote them before the rewards are paid out. Very smart system here. So what's happening is the author is now making comments that you could easily find if you went through the comments. You'd be able to see these upvotes in. For example, if you can see the newest ones, if you scroll up, the comments have to be made when they're 6 days old. So today's comments just came in right here. So I could downflag these comments, which would remove some of the rewards, but the author would still get the majority of the rewards. Meanwhile, I would have to use all of my voting power, which then I would not be able to give back to any of my existing followers. In other words, it doesn't even make sense for me to even try and do anything about this other than simply sharing it and making sure this is shown in the light. I'm not saying this is right or wrong. I'm saying we should all be aware of how the top author is earning their money. Right now, the top author is currently earning their money on discrete upvotes directly on comments that are then upvoted at the very last minute. Some of these accounts have upvoted me in the past as well. I'm grateful for their upvotes. Several accounts then voting up comments at the very last minute and then sneaking under the radar with every day hundreds of dollars of rewards from Steam. Now, everyone has, and this is done on a bunch of different posts. So these are done on some of the author's own posts, you can see. Imagine this, you get to make a comment with a few words and you earn $60 off of that comment. Jerry, you're just jealous because this system's even better than yours. Well, that's reasonable. You could also say, I'm impressed when someone's worked out a system to discreetly slide comments in. So you can look at these. not every single comment upvoted up, but then here's one that slides in out of lots of other comments which don't earn anything. Then this last comment slides in and gets $65 on this post. Extremely clever. You would have to essentially intentionally go to war on this one. If, for example, the person who was flagging them down before would have to sit there and watch comments exactly at the 6-day mark and then hit them with a downvote. But even then, there's always all kinds of different strategies that could be done to get around that as well, which is why this is so interesting to look at. Now, the next vote here, you can just see comments after comments all over the place on different posts. So this one is not a post by the author themselves. This one is on a post by another author. Now, this strategy might be even better if these comments were posted on trending posts, because they'd look, I would say they'd look legit then, and you could even get more upvotes by other people on them and get more exposure, although I'm not sure if more exposure is the goal in this scenario. So there's lots of these comments hiding all over the place. These are the newest ones. So these could be then flagged down like this. So you could put the flag up and remove it, but that would use my voting power. So I'd rather vote someone following me up than essentially try and take rewards away from someone else. So this, I've looked and found just over and over a bunch of these different comments. Me too. Imagine saying me too. You can earn $60 by saying me too. I'd probably be saying me too all day. Jerry, you earned two. Well, look, I'm not showing you this as some angel who does everything right. I'm grateful. I posted a picture in my boxers and got $344 on it. So I'm not coming to you as some saint here that is just perfect. I thought this would be interesting to show you. Now, the number two author has eluded me a bit. I still can't quite crack their system on it. I've taken a look over at their profile on Steemit, and I still don't quite understand. It looks like this other author is just doing a brute force approach, just doing a bunch of posts every single day and then voting them up at the last minute to avoid being flagged. So if you look down at these posts, then you can see these appear to... This is an amazing strategy because the author is just straight up voting their own posts. So this means the author then is just putting in their own votes. This author has 540,000 Steam. This author is literally single-handedly voting up almost completely their own posts. So this author can just literally vote their own posts up. And there seems to be a clever strategy that's being used here as well. So instead of trying to vote their own posts up and risking getting them into trending category, whereas if the author voted their own posts up immediately, they could guarantee landing on the trending page. If they voted all these new posts up right away, every single one of them would go on the trending page. I imagine the author is looking at this and figuring if they did that, they'd probably risk getting a lot more downvotes. So what the author does is very smart. The author is upvoting these posts after they've been around for a few days. Then they don't go on the trending page because they're 5 days old. So you can see the author at about 5 days old then drops their full upvote on the post. And their full upvote is worth so much. Then they are earning the second highest amount on the entire website just by voting their own posts up. And a few other people are voting them up as well. Incredibly clever system. And you can always use steamd.com/@the username to see the whatever is happening in the back end, so to speak, of a user's account. Incredibly helpful tool. And I'm impressed to see this system, which is just incredible. So I hope in sharing this system with you that this is useful to see what is going on with the very top authors on Steam and some of the incredible things that are possible that you can do on Steam. I've just simply looked at the results on SteamWhales.com. I've presented them, and this is part of the downside. I guess if you use systems that work too well, you may get a lot of attention with them. And I'm very grateful to be the number four author. Papa Pepper has very much a similar posting strategy to me. Papa Pepper writes for Steam all day, every day, has a big following, and consistently is trying to contribute as much value as possible to Steam. As it seems, these other top authors are consistently doing the same thing, and therefore, I hope looking at this has been useful for you today. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for learning with me here today how the top authors are earning 10 as much as 20,000 in the case of the number one author, using some incredibly smart systems that are getting them hundreds of dollars of rewards every single day, in some cases without even needing to do more than say, me too. Thank you. I love you. You're awesome. And I hope to see you again soon.